Reading from the 15th chapter of the 10th canto. Is it the 16th? I believe it's the 16th chapter. Yeah, 16th chapter. Verse 20. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Kotyo narakta manaso bhagavatyananke tatso vidas nitivaloka girak narantya tatso hina priyatame dushadukka tatta shunyam priya priyatatam tadishu chulokam. And the young gopis, whose minds were constantly attached to Krishna, the unlimited Supreme Lord, saw that he was now within the grips of the serpent. They remembered his loving friendship, his smiling glances, and his talks with them. Burning with great sorrow, they saw the entire universe is void. Om jnana timirandasya jnanam jana salakaya taksurimulitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. I just returned to Vrindavan last night after being in Govardhan again. I don't know if I told you since the last time we spoke, but we did our, I guess it's debut, Alex and myself, of our drama, The Monk and the Thespian, out at Govardhan to about 200 devotees. And we got a rousing applause. I was quite stunned, but it was... So when I do come back to America, when Alex is free, one of the main things I'll do is do this drama, which is a nice combination of Leela and philosophy. That's why it's The Monk and the Thespian. But I kind of play myself, but not necessarily everything I say is true. It's drama. But I play myself as a monk, and it's interesting. It's about this book, Hari Leela Prakash, The Illuminations of the Krishna Leela, which is a recount of the pastimes of Krishna by one of the cowherd boys who was in Krishna Leela. I can't tell you the whole story, but it fascinates the audience, just the whole context of it. And then within this book is this appendix, which gives 7 points how Krishna is a reasonable conception of divinity. So that puts the lila in the context that we can take it outside to other people, but the devotees relished it so much. And even when discussing pure devotional service in Bhakti Sandarbha, Sri Jiva Goswami describes that really one of the main devotional activities is drama. He puts it up there with chanting, hearing, and remembering, enacting pastimes and listening to pastimes. And it was quite a qualified audience also, including Bhuri John, who's very demanding, not in a bad way, but he has such good intelligence, and his wife, who is a professional actress, and Sachinandana Swami, who's Rachika, who's cultured, and Ermila, and excuse me, other people that were there. And the drama was quite appreciated. And seeing Alex play this cowherd boy who's returning home late to the from the forest and is worried his mother's going to punish him, and then tells the mother why and begins to recount the Kaliya Lila, is quite edifying. And the idea is that there's a transfer of emotion in poetry and drama. That's why you read Rasika scriptures, but appropriate to our level of realization and presented by the proper person. We read those to get that sense that the people in the drama have of love for Krishna. It's really nice, and especially the part I love when he's telling his mother what he's experiencing when he drinks that poisonous water. And you get it from the insights of someone in the pastime, how they're dying. And just at the moment in which they're about to lose consciousness, a warmth comes over their body, which they realize is that they're being showered with Krishna's loving and saving grace. And it's a beautiful, beautiful recount when you see that. And then the love they have for Krishna and how it's expressed when they feel that from Krishna, his concern, his grace, his mercy. Even when the viewpoint of seeing Krishna on the tree and the cowherd boy reading what Krishna is thinking, and he's seeing a tremendous determination in Krishna and also an anger. And an anger because the environment that supports his loving pastimes, which is more dear to him than himself, is being destroyed. And the experience of one when they see Krishna in that water, and the incredible music that's coming from Krishna pounding the water in anger. It's the ultimate of percussion. I know these Mayapuris, they do this tita, tita, this drum thing. But this is the supreme. And what does that invoke within the mind of the cowherd boy? It invokes in the mind of the cat remembrance of what? Of Krishna going through the forest and blowing his flute and the symphonic sounds of the birds in relationship to the flute. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And I mean, really, I think it's edifying to the devotees, because when you really see what an accomplished actor can do, and how real it makes it seem. The audience was sitting on the edge of their seat, but when we have our debut in New York, we'll all let you know. And you can come to the drama. And to me, it's a great opportunity because Boy Jampabu always talks about it's so important to have a service. It's important to have a service for Krishna. And know what your service is. I'm reading this fantastic book. It's one of the best books I've ever read called Following the Angels, The Path of Dedication by Swami B.R. Sridhar Maharaj. Let's see if I can get that section. He talks about deep engagement and responsible service. But before I think of that, I just put the point that I was making. Anyway, it's very important for devotees to have his service. And I feel my service, of course, you can have many services, but one of my main services is to conceptualize and express philosophy in an accessible way. And, I think that was Prabhupada's expertise. He gave us access to something that we had no cultural qualification for. So I see that there's an audience out there that's ready to understand bhakti and ready to understand Krishna if the bridge is made of the appropriate frame of reference. I talked to my lad class, Boy John was speaking three questions. Who is your master? What is my relationship with my master? Or something else? What is my service? It's really important. And this is what Sridhar Maharaj said. He said, responsible service can help us avoid falling prey to lust, anger, and other enemies of devotion. Foremost amongst our protectors is faith, Shraddha. Next comes Sadhu Sangha, association with pure devotees, and Bhajana Kriya, deep engagement in the duties prescribed by the spiritual master. Deep engagement is necessary, especially for the mind, not merely for the body. Mental engagement can be attained only by responsibility. Some responsible service is given to the disciple. We feel the weight it occupies our thoughts. We cannot think about it. The mind is engaged there surely. Thus, the mind gets no chance to dwell on lower things. This is the beauty of deep engagement and responsible service. In the practical sense, that helps us a great deal. As much as we're able to engage in deep, responsible service, the effect of our impure tendencies will be minimized. They will come in peace and will step back when they discover that we are deeply engaged. We have no time to give attention to lust and anger. We cannot be enticed. In this way, they will have to retreat. Then if they return once, twice, thrice, or more, we may not spare any attention to them. We will be deeply engaged in seva. Seva service should not be merely physical. There is mental seva, and only responsibility can capture the mind. In responsibility, the mind is compelled to think on the matter. Otherwise, the mind may be free to wander hither and thither, even while the body is apparently engaged. So engage the mind in deep service, responsible service. That's just a very nice conception, and I think that's the secret of the devotees who we appreciate and whom we revere as advanced. They have no time for pettiness because they're engaged in service. So we'll do one verse for today, and again, excuse me for messing up. I forgot what the class is. It's because it's different times now. the morning and evening. It used to be 9 in the morning, on Sunday, 9 in the evening. So again, I calculating the time, I calculated, although I prepared this morning to give class. So, wow. And part of the drama is this rasa. And this rasa is perfected affection. And perfected affection requires various emotional experiences. Perfected affection requires the appropriate actions in affection according to one's relationship with the object of affection. It requires certain involuntary reactions like fainting and hair standing on end. It requires various transitory emotions born of that affection, like jubilance or fear or disparagement or this daily three in number. Requires the appropriate object of affection and the appropriate subject of affection. And it requires a relationship with Krishna, which is steady throughout. So these leelas or pastimes, they are to create these appropriate bhavas, both within the protagonist of the drama and a commensurate reaction from the participants or audience in the drama. I have another problem today, which I'm sorry to say, is I'm not good technically. One of the things is I would have to change my SIM card to get any minutes here more. Otherwise, I do fear it'll probably run out in a minute. Yeah, that's all I have, 120 rupees, just a little bit more. We didn't get to the verse, but when the gopis see Krishna, and all the gopis are there, they're the appropriate subjects for a conjugal relationship, not just gopis, but young gopis who had that affection for Krishna, and they're constantly attached to Krishna. Who is Anante, he's the unlimited Lord, so it always hints, don't worry, he's Anante. He saw that he was in the grips of the serpent. They remembered his loving friendship, his smiling glances, and his talk with them, burning with great sorrow. The emotions are starting to churn from their relationship. They saw the entire universe's void. It's Bhusha, extremely dukkha, pain, tormented. And it's an interesting thing, although these are very, very heavy emotions which they feel, in the process of bhakti, when you connect to the infinite, there is a flow of the infinite through your heart. There's a divine flow of love that they experience within these emotions. So it's kind of like a chutney. It's burning, but there's something very, very sweet there, too, irrepressibly delicious. Very, very sweet, sweet, sweet. It's flowing through their hearts as these emotions do. I'm about to run out, and I have to make one other call. My apologies. I'll try my hardest. And now I'm in Vrindavan. I should be very, very steady now. The Govardhan pretty intense in that retreat. And the last day, on the side of Govardhan Hill, they put on a drama of which we videoed. I have this person here, which is phenomenal. And I think I'll show that video when I get back. They had the best Lila Katha singer practically in India, humble Vaishnav who came. And one of the most famous Bhagavad Katha speakers came to give the introduction of his Lila. And then these international devotees, I especially love the Iranian devotees, a fantastic drama. And the background is forest and the mountain of Govardhan Hill. And it was with that singing and the audience packed and inviting people from the outside and a great sound system. It really, really moves you deeply. Okay, please excuse me. I'm sorry again. I have to make a phone call to someone to come here to help me the rest of the morning to do some things, and I'm taking out the Iranian devotees on Kirtan. You know, one of my favorite groups of people is, you know, whatever the oppression is, there's no advertising there for gambling, illicit sex, or gambling. And, you know, the people who become devotees in that culture, especially high-class people, it's quite edifying, Rachel. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.